You're listening to the Disneylandy Podcast
on podbash.com.
Hello, Disneyland fans and freaks. You are listening to the Disneylandy Podcast. With me, as always, is the appetizer to my entree, the Disney Lady.
I am delicious.
Very delicious. You are also a promissory note of good things to come. So, Disney Lady, what are we going to talk about today? What's our main subject?
Food. Food is love, man.
It is, especially at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So, previously, we've talked about food in Disneyland. We've talked about breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks.
Right.
But we have actually omitted some things in DCA. We actually haven't talked about any of the actual dinner places to eat.
Right.
So that's what we're going to go on today.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm hungry.
I know. After we've been writing all this stuff down, we've talked about places that we want to eat next time we go.
Right.
And so we've written down a few places and we're thinking, oh, that sounds so good. But then I've also thought about places we've already eaten at and I could go for a churro right now. I think everybody
could not go for a churro exactly. Though. Seriously? Any time is a good time for a churro.
New business idea. Disneyland churros. Not in Disneyland.
I want a shirt that says anytime is a good time for a churro.
Hey, I like it. But before we get into all that, we need to take care of some business.
Right.
We've got news, we've got closures, and we've got a couple kind of little special quizzes that Aaron's...
Yeah, I found a few fun little things I thought we would take care of today.
She told me about them, and I said, don't talk about them to me yet. Keep them a secret, because she's going to give these quizzes to me.
Right. So I've read through them, but Andy has not heard them yet, so it'll be a surprise for him and for you as well.
Correct. All right, so let's just jump in. Let's start with our news.
Yes.
So this spring, or I should say this summer, Shanghai Disneyland is opening.
Right.
Along with that opening, they're revealing new Minnie and Mickey Mouse characters.
Well, not new characters, but their faces are going to look different.
Correct, their faces. We saw some pictures online. It looks like their eyes are a little taller, a little closer together. I think you said that Minnie didn't have as much eyeshadow.
Right. She doesn't look like she's wearing any eyeshadow. She still has some eyeliner on, but the Minnie that we have now has a little bit of blue eyeshadow, which is really cute. It also looks like maybe their mouths are a little smaller.
Like around the lip, the bottom lip area?
Like they're just not open as wide, and their cheeks are more pinchable.
You just want to squeeze them?
Yeah, I want to squeeze them.
I'll tell you, though, they're a lot better looking than the 1955
Nightmare.
Minnie and Mickey.
It also looks like maybe their ears are slightly smaller, but that just could be the angle I'm looking at.
Gotcha. And, you know, these are revealing in Shanghai, but as things go with Disney, they like to make them, you know, all the way across the board in all the parks. So sounds like Shanghai is going to get them, and then they're going to roll them out in the other parks.
Right.
In
the future. Want the same look at every single location. Mm-hmm. So if they're introducing a new look in Shanghai, yes, everyone will eventually have that look.
Now, of course, Minnie and Mickey have changed throughout the years, so this is nothing different, nothing special.
And not a huge change. It's very, very minor.
I could see if maybe they turned them into, I don't know, blockheads or something. It would be totally
cubist
different.
Cubist Mickey and Minnie.
Cubist Mickeys, yep. Or impressionists, you know, Mickey and Minnie. But it's nothing different than they've done in the past.
Not major at all.
Yeah, just kind of a revamp. You know, I don't know exactly where they got the design from or the reason for changing, but maybe just something different.
I don't know. To me, if it's not broken, why fix it unless you're required to change the suits every so often because of hygiene or something?
Redesign?
I don't know.
Like contractual, through a contract,
like they're
required
to replace the costumes every so often. Or if they're upgrading them to be cooler or more comfortable or whatever, you know, if they're already changing them for that reason.
Might as well do a hair bit of a change.
I guess. I don't know.
It is nifty.
Anyway.
Anyways. So yeah, we'll start seeing those in the U.S. parks sometime after Shanghai comes out.
Exactly.
So of course we know Star Wars is coming to Disneyland in the future. And as of April 14th, they have officially broken ground. Now, of course, they've been moving dirt and moving buildings out of the way, but they haven't actually, you know, dug the hole where this is going because they're actually going to drop it down a ways.
Right.
To kind of give you, I don't know, instead of having to plant big trees and bringing dirt in to make a big berm, they're just going to dig it down and take all that to make the berm. Just to give you a better, just a better effect so you don't have to see, I don't know, the huge parking structure right next to it.
Also, so it doesn't impact other lands. Like right now in California Adventure, Cars Land can be seen from outside of Cars Land, and it kind of, I don't know, takes you out of where you're at.
And that's not what Disneyland is about. It is about bringing you in and isolating you from the outside world.
Right.
Walt, when he originally built the park, he had Anaheim City zone building heights from different distances away so that you couldn't see
the hotels.
Exactly. Or you couldn't see into the park also.
Right.
They did not want that. So people didn't like that because they wanted to build these big hotels right next to Disneyland. Well, you couldn't. You could only do three stories across the street because of all these restrictions that Walt put in. Thank you. I'm glad they did.
Right.
Keep the magic rolling.
Exactly.
So anyways, just want to give you a little update about what's happening. Of course, they broke ground. There's a lot of people that are, you know, our standard Disneyland visitors like Fresh Baked Disney that do a weekly Star Wars update. So if you go to FreshBakedDisney.com or if you go to YouTube, they have an update weekly. They actually sit from the parking structure and kind of go over what's moved each week. They also have what they call the Knothole Gang, where they go to the fence.
Yeah. They go to the scrim and squeeze a picture.
Sort of. So on Big Thunder Trail, they have a big, you know, wooden blockade up, but they actually have holes in the wall so you can look through it. They're small holes, but you can actually stick your camera right up to it and get a good shot so you can see all the equipment back there. I think they're doing it on purpose just so you can, I don't know, get a feel for things are actually moving and going on. And
they may be doing that to keep the buzz going.
Exactly.
You're getting enough that you're still interested.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to put a scrim up at the parking structure. I think they're going to let you see it.
Well,
I'm pretty sure. I think they would have done it by now, especially with how much they've moved and how ugly it looked and how you could actually see parts of Tom Sawyer's Island from the parking structure when you couldn't see it before because trees blocked everything.
Right. Well, also, I think it'll be interesting eventually to see a time-lapse photo.
Oh.
I'm sure they're taking one they did for Cars Land where you just see it go from what it was to what it will be.
Well, when they originally built Disneyland in 1954, 1955, they actually did that. They built a structure and put a camera up on it so you could see Main Street come together.
Mm-hmm.
FYI, it did only take a year to build Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's going to take 2.5-3 years to build Star Wars Land. Where's Walt when you need him, right?
He would be out there painting stuff and planting trees. And
he would. Let's get this done, boys. So yeah, Fresh Baked Disney. There's a few other people that are doing updates. I think if you just search for Disneyland Star Wars update, there's enough people that are taking pictures and videos. You get a good dose of it. Right now, all it is a big brown lot with a big berm on one side.
Right.
That's all you can see. I mean, it's nothing special, but if you look at the before and current pictures, they moved a lot of buildings. A lot of dirt has been moved. They've moved a lot of concrete also. They ripped up all the concrete that was there. Also on the backside of Rivers of America,
they've drained it.
Exactly. And they've tore up all the concrete there too.
Wow.
Right now there is a dike up and a scrim across it also. So from New Orleans Square, you can actually look all the way back to the backside of Rivers of America. Well, now you can't because they got the scrim up.
Right.
And it looks like trees. So they've done a good job. It's not like a big blue tarp up or anything. They actually put some thought into it, which it's Disney. They better have done that.
Right.
Or else it's not, you know, worth going.
So is that all of our Star Wars for this week?
Yep, that's it.
Well, now it's time to talk about your favorite subject.
What's that?
Frozen.
Did you really do something with Frozen?
I did. I did a little Google search, and I found a couple of videos about the preparations for the musical. We're just barely over a month away from the Frozen opening in the Hyperion, and I got to see some behind the scenes of them doing choreographs for the musical numbers, and they're building a big ice crystal chandelier and working on effects for the show, and they're all very excited.
Yes, they are, and I'll give it to them.
They're Frozen doing a popular. Good job. They're doing a good job.
They are. It looked like the stage had been changed a lot from the video I saw.
Yes, the stage had been changed a lot. A lot of the decorative stuff that was around the stage was all very Middle Eastern looking, so that, of course, doesn't quite fit. Mm-hmm. So it looks like they're doing major redressing inside the theater itself.
Just a whole redo.
A whole new world
is gone. And now there's Frozen in your face. We want it to go away. Please go away. But there's still little girls that sing it all the time. Yes, I will give props to Frozen because it is popular regardless of what I think.
Right. But so okay. Anyway, it's coming and it looks promising.
It does. We will go and see it at least once. Something else that's coming to Disneyland soon is Soaring Over the World.
Oh, they're finally doing it.
They are finally doing it. So June 17th, it will be opening in Shanghai, which means it will be also opening in Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
It seems like they have done some...
They did some prep work for it.
Exactly.
Earlier this year.
When it was only open during the weekends, I think.
Right, and closed during the week.
Yep. So they've got it all ready. I think all they really have to do is flip a switch.
Wow.
And there are some like sneak peek videos of China.
Uh-huh.
And the Great Wall and Australia.
Wow.
They look pretty good. I mean, it's a 10-second clip. So, and I wonder what you're going to smell. You know, you fly over China, what are you going to smell?
Egg rolls.
Are you going to smell fortune cookies?
No, those are American, honey.
I know they are. You know, Australia, you going to smell the Outback?
The steakhouse?
Or some shrimp on the barbie?
You're going to smell kangaroo, dude.
Some kangaroo? Some wallaby?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I wonder how that's going to work out. Because
I'm excited. That means we'll be able to see it the next time we go.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Also, Jungle Book has opened.
Yeah.
And seems like the critics really liked it.
I hear it's pretty.
It does sound really pretty. In fact, today, one of the gals at my work went and saw... Well, yesterday went and saw it, and they talked to me today about it.
Uh-huh.
And they could not say anything bad.
Really?
Of course, I've been worried about Christopher Walken and his performance. She said she loved it.
Okay.
Worried about Bill Murray playing Baloo.
Right. I'm more worried about Mowgli, you know, the only actor. Real
person. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're the only person in a green screen world.
I'm wondering if they couldn't have just...
Done him, too?
Done him as a CGI as well.
They could have. They very well could have. But she had nothing but good things to say. Of course, we haven't seen it yet.
We haven't.
We just don't have the time. We have so many things on the weekends. And
right.
Anyways, I guess there's you need to stay through the credits because they actually have the actors singing the original songs.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Yep. So you can hear Scarlett Johansson actually singing the Trust in Me song.
Oh, that's way cool.
And I heard it's pretty good. Now, if you want to have a actual review from an actual film critic, you can go to ShowtimeShowdown.com and check out our friend Kenny D and his film review. He gave it a C- or a C+ around there. Now, I will warn you, he is not a big Disney fan. But his
inner child has died, so I don't know if I would trust him on this review.
No, but it's a very critical look at it, and I would take it with
A grain of salt.
Grain of salt, you know. Guy doesn't like Disney.
A tablespoon of salt, actually.
He said it was all right.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to seeing it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when we will, but we will soon.
Yes. Speaking of movies, yes. A picture was released regarding the upcoming live-action remake or reboot of Pete's Dragon.
And you and I disagree about this picture.
We do. I'm like, why is he hairy? He's a dragon.
Well, because lately they've found out that dinosaurs have feathers. Maybe that's why.
But it's not Pete's dinosaur, it's Pete's dragon.
Okay. Okay, so you don't like it because it's hairy. I liked that they still kept the underbite of the dragon, and he's got that little tooth on one side kind of sticking out. They kept that also. One thing I noticed in the picture is that he had a scar on his face.
I didn't see that.
Yes, so that's making me wonder, is that part of the story? Like, why would you put a scar on the, you know, the dragon's face? I don't know.
Well, because you can, I guess.
Yeah, but there's probably something behind it.
Why would you make a dragon hairy?
And he kind of looks like a cat a little bit. So it brings me back to the old Rankin and Bass Hobbit movie, if any of you guys remember that. Smaug was like a cat dragon. He had whiskers and...
A kragan?
He was a kragan.
A kragan. I thought I saw a kragan.
So, yeah, it kind of reminded me of that a bit. I'm all right with it. I think it will pan out.
I don't know. I'm worried about this one, and I think... I don't know.
Robert Redford's in it.
I love Robert Redford. And the chick from Lady in the Water.
Yes.
Like her, too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay. We will see.
Yes.
We will see what happens there. I mean, we were critical of Jungle Book. We haven't seen it yet, but everybody says it's good. You know, I think they're working into their live actions here. They're getting their stride.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna work out well.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I've got.
Okay. Well, I have a little fun game we're going to play with Andy of Would You Rather. And basically, it is I'm going to give him two options, and he has to decide which is the least disagreeable.
And, of course, on Facebook, if you guys don't agree or disagree with me, please tell us.
Right.
Or on Twitter or on Instagram.
Okay, so first up, Andy, would you rather have totally huge ears like Dumbo or a nose that grows every time you lie like Pinocchio?
I'm going to go with the nose.
You would rather have a lie detector nose?
I'd rather have a lie detector nose. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I just don't lie. It's easy enough. All you have to do is not lie. With Dumbo, the ears are there. There's nothing you can do about them except for pick up a magic feather and fly, which
right.
The feather actually wasn't
magic. I would actually have a really good time with that one.
With what? The ears or the nose?
The nose.
Oh, so you would try to make me?
No, I would just be able to trust everything you say. or know if I could trust you.
So I wonder if it's a big lie, does it grow more?
Yes.
Okay.
I've just decided unilaterally that that's what happens.
Gotcha. Okay. Real fast, we need to give a shout out to a friend.
Ah.
Speaking of nose that grows, Pinocchio.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
So our friend Alexis.
Good friend of the show.
Yep. She lent us a copy.
She got us a copy.
Yep. And our son was able to see it, and we watched it a couple times.
He's loved it.
Thank you very much. Also, a shout out to our friend Sarah. She offered to let us borrow it also. The thing is that Alexis lives down the street.
And just dropped it off on our porch.
Yeah. Sarah lives in, I think, somewhere on the West Coast. So, but thank you very much, Sarah, for offering that.
Yes.
We would, if Alexis hadn't, I would be taking you up on your offer.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of Alexis, she also, when she dropped off the movie, she also dropped off a couple of Disney pins.
Oh, let's go there.
Yes.
Pin trading. Aaron, what's happening here?
So she gave us a couple of pins. It's something that she's recently gotten into. And we've decided we're going to kind of dip our toes in the water. We are pin virgins.
Is that one word? A pin virgin.
A pin virgin. We will actually be going to a pin trading event this coming weekend.
Yep, which will be, well,
yesterday. It'll be yesterday for the podcast. Uh-huh. But anyway, so we're going to be going and meeting with the head of the group here in Utah, talking to them, and we're actually planning a show all about pin trading and the where and why and what and how and mm-hmm. all of that good stuff. So look forward to that coming up, and we will kind of dabble in that a little bit and see if it's something we want to do.
And hopefully our friend Jimmy Chunga said he's going to donate some pins to us.
Right.
And he's a big Disney veteran, so maybe we'll get some insight from him too.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm-hmm. That would be great. Absolutely. But back to our Would You Rather game.
Oh, yeah. So. Sorry, I interjected there. Sorry.
That's okay. Would you rather live with 7 messy men like Snow White or 3 sassy women like Cinderella?
I'd take the men any day. Any day. 7, 8. I'm a guy. I'd just be the 8th messy guy. Right. Is all. The women, sorry.
Couldn't deal with that.
No.
You don't want to wait on them hand and foot and sleep in the fireplace?
Maybe the fireplace would be all right. No, I'll choose the guys.
Okay. Would you rather look after 101 well-behaved Dalmatians or 1 out of control Stitch?
So Stitch would he would destroy your house, bring other aliens with him. I will take the 101 Dalmatians.
You like the doggies?
Yep.
Okay.
I like dogs. And they're not as destructive.
No.
No.
And dogs are great.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Would you rather permanently suffer from Goofy's clumsiness or have Donald Duck's temper?
Ooh. Ooh, that is a good one. Let's see. Goofy, he's all right with his goofiness, though. It's not like he's going to Goofy Anonymous and trying to figure out how to not be goofy. He's all right with it. Donald Duck, I don't think he's all right with himself.
He has a problem.
He does have a problem. Yet Daisy's still with him. I think she's got a problem too. Sometimes I just want to smack her and him. I'm going to stick with Goofy, man.
Okay. All right. Next, would you rather live rent-free in Aladdin's hideaway or be roommates with Ursula in her cave? And I don't think that one's a hard choice at all.
No, Aladdin, definitely.
Right?
I'll sleep in an open
great
air.
Great view.
Yeah, with just rags and stuff.
And free, come on.
Yeah, Ursula, you're probably going to have to sign a contract.
And become a kelp person.
Exactly. No brainer.
Okay. Would you rather give up your decadent life to live in the jungle with Tarzan or give up your voice to be with your prince that you've never actually met?
I'm going to choose the prince. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to go with Eric?
That's right. I'm going to choose Eric.
He's dreamy.
I'm not a big fan of Tarzan, so that's okay. Why I'm choosing it.
I would have gone with Tarzan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think he's hunky?
Yes, I do.
Is it just because he doesn't have a shirt on?
No.
Okay. Is it because he killed that leopard?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
His leopard killing skills are...
Okay. What if you had to deal with Turk the whole time, too?
You know what? Eric's looking better and better.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather have Maleficent's dazzling looks or Cruella de Vil's impeccable style?
Okay.
Which villain would you like to be?
So are we going like Angelina Jolie? I mean, I don't think Maleficent is that bad looking. So I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
Nothing with Cruella de Vil is desirable.
Okay, good to know.
Yes.
I'll stay away from the two-tone hair.
Yes, please. This is left and this is right. This is black and this is white.
Would you rather spend a year as a normal-looking llama or as a ferocious-looking man-beast?
I'm going to choose the llama.
Really?
Yeah, Cusco seemed like he had a little bit of fun with that. I don't think the beast had any fun.
Yeah, but he was cuter.
After?
During.
During? The beast was cuter than the llama?
Heck yeah.
At least I can spit. I'm choosing...
That's not an endearing quality, my love.
To me, it is.
Okay. Would you rather have power over the cold and rule your own kingdom, or have immeasurable strength and be the son of a god? So would you rather be Elsa or Hercules?
I'm going for Hercules.
Good choice.
Yes.
Good choice.
There's, I mean...
obvious
there's
reasons,
not much obvious reasons. Yes.
Would you rather have a meal of wild grubs with Simba or be forced to stroke Jafar's chin hair? Well, he's thinking this is a quiz from BuzzFeed. Bugs or beard, man? Come
I'm
on.
Stroke the beard.
Okay. I think that's sound.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything else tied to stroking the beard? I mean, is it like, hey, once a week you got to come over and rub the guy's chin or what? I mean, the one with Simba seems like, hey, you're going to have this for dinner every night. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
I'm going with the chin.
I think
the beard.
That's the lesser of two weevils.
Oh. Wow. She's here all night, folks.
Yes. Would you rather spend 7 minutes in heaven with Yasma or play tonsil hockey with the pig-faced Madam Mim?
Pass.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yes. Yes, you let me pass. Neither are acceptable.
I am so magnanimous.
I will take the guillotine.
Okay, would you rather have Ursula as an eccentric mom or Jafar as an overly protective dad?
I will take the mom.
You'd rather deal with Ursula?
I would rather deal with Ursula. I think Ursula, I don't know. She just seems not as evil. Jafar has genie powers now, all right?
Yeah.
I can see him, you know, don't kiss my daughter, you know. All Ursula's going to do is, don't kiss my daughter. Okay, you did. I'll just take your voice away. I think Jafar would kill you.
No, and she'd turn you into a kelp person.
Hey, it's better than being dead, I guess.
Okay, would you rather fly to Neverland with Peter Pan or explore the depths of the sea with Ariel?
I'm doing the Peter Pan.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice, because I was going to tease you mercilessly if you picked Ariel.
I mean, the only thing I'd go down there is to, you know, sing in Sebastian's band, and that's it.
Well, your hair might look cool in the water.
Yeah, it would. I'm growing it out a bit.
Okay, this one's funny. Would you rather spend a lustful morning with Prince Naveen or have a one-night stand with Kronk?
I'm going to Naveen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kronk is, first of all, he's back in the Aztec era, and he probably smells pretty bad. Naveen looks like he at least takes
Manscapes.
A bath every other day. So
that's excellent reasoning.
Yeah.
So cleanliness is important to you in a man?
In a man, in any relationship. In a barber, you know.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Would you rather be imprisoned with a beast to ensure your father's well-being or join the military to save your father?
Gosh, I would do either. I'm all right with either of them. We'll go with the beast, because I know you wouldn't want me to join the military. So.
It's true. You are forbade.
I am.
Yeah, that's the end of the quiz right there.
Right
so
on.
Hopefully
did
you
I
enjoyed
pass?
That. I don't think there was a way you could fail.
By your standards.
No.
Did I pass? No. Okay.
You didn't.
Oh, okay. I did just fine.
You did fine.
Okay.
Sorry.
So again, guys, if you want to take that quiz with us, just reply to us on Facebook.
Or you can go to BuzzFeed and it's listed under the hardest game of Disney Would You Rather Ever.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
Right on.
There you go.
Cool, cool. Can I do openings and closings?
Oh, yeah. Would you do openings and closings, please?
I would love to do those. Okay, so we have a few things that are opening soon, a few things that are closing for a little while. So let's just run down the list here. We've been talking about Autopia for probably 3 months now.
Yes.
It is opening on April 29th.
Woohoo!
With the new Honda overlay, blue and white. Looks really nice. Maybe Erin will ride it. Maybe she won't. We'll figure that out. I know we have a couple followers that will try and get her on there. Just like Splash Mountain. Thank you, Josh, for trying to get her on there.
Hey, I told Josh, if he flies me out there, pays for me to get in the park, and buys me a Dole Whip, I will go on Splash Mountain with him.
There you go.
That's the deal.
That's the deal. Okay. Moving on. Jungle Cruise will be opening May 6th.
Yay.
Monorail is actually down right now. That will be opening May 20th.
Right.
Just probably a yearly redo.
I'm sure.
Checking the cars, checking the track. So Matterhorn has a really funny closing schedule here. It's been closed during the weeks and is opening on the weekends.
Right.
I don't know why. It seems like they've been doing that with a few of the rides.
Right.
Maybe keeping it open during the busy times, which is the weekends.
Exactly.
And just doing some maintenance instead of having it, you know, closed for so long with it being the 60th.
Especially if it's more cosmetic.
Yeah. I mean, they replaced the seats in there. They put the cushions in there, like, overnight.
Right.
Well, when you got 12 cars, you can just, you know, or lick them and stick them.
That's my, like...
That's your drill?
That's my drill sound.
Okay. I think they were just...
Really high-quality sound effects here on the Disneylandy podcast.
It is. We pride ourselves.
Yes.
Also, Pirates is going down for a little while.
Aww.
So if you are visiting the... Well... If you are planning on visiting the park between May 8th and May 16th, I highly urge you to change your plans. Because if I would have planned that time, I would be changing them right now.
Right.
Because if Pirates isn't open, Disneyland,
you're not going.
It doesn't exist to me. So Pirates and the Blue Bayou will be down at that time.
Right.
Also, Silly Symphony Swings has been closed for a while. It will be opening May 10th. Grizzly River Run. This is the second time it's been closed in
this year.
4/18. Let's see. To May 19th, it will be reopening again. Carthay Circle Lounge. Now, from what I see, it's not the Carthay Circle theater, actually dinner, but it's just the lounge area.
Right.
Don't know what they're doing there, but
I'm imagining it's like carpet or wallpaper. It's just something that it's easier to have it down.
Removal of puke stains, whatnot.
I don't think there are puke stains. You brought that up the last time we talked about it, and I shot you down then, but apparently you're still campaigning for that.
I am. So that's going to be opening, or it's closed from May 9th to the 13th.
Right.
So that is... You know what? I'm just going to dive into the hidden Mickey off that one.
Okay.
Speaking of Carthay Circle.
There you go.
Since we're going to be talking about food, I found a really cool hidden Mickey at the Carthay Circle Theater. So in the archway opening,
uh-huh,
where the front door is, the ground there is made out of a, let's see, they call it a terrazzo floor. So it's kind of like a chipped stone... milled into the ground. It's there's all
you
these
mean
little
like
chips.
A mosaic.
It kind of is, but it's not. It's just like stones thrown on the ground and pressed into the floor. I just look it up. Terrazzo, okay, is what it's called. Anyways, so there's actually a maybe 1-inch size hidden Mickey in this floor. And it's pure white, and it looks like it's pretty easy to spot. And huh. I will find this one and take a picture.
Okay.
It is awesome. Carthay Circle.
There you go.
In the entrance. There you go. There's your hidden Mickey.
Okay, so for this week's trivia, I actually have another little quiz I found on the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's actually about Disney World, but I still thought it might be fun to test and see how well Disneylandy knows his Disney World facts.
Oh.
So... here we go.
Bring it on.
Question one. What Walt Disney World boat ride attraction was shut down in 2014 to make way for a Frozen-themed ride?
This would be the Norway Maelstrom in Epcot.
That is correct.
Right on.
Okay, question two. What are the ride vehicles in the Haunted Mansion called?
The Doom Buggies.
Correct again. Okay, Epcot stands for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. True or false?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Epcot, or I would say the whole Disney World area, was meant to be a...
Community. With people living and working in
exactly,
it.
Exactly, a prototype city.
Yeah.
A domed prototype city, to be exact, from one of the original designs.
Right.
But then Walt died, and that's not a... It's not practical.
Okay, next question. Which band stars in Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney's Hollywood Studio?
Well, that would be Aerosmith.
That is correct.
Steve Tyler, the lead singer of Aerosmith, recently visited that and wrote it, I would say in the last month.
There's that's a
YouTube
cool.
video.
Very cool. Who guards the Forbidden Mountain at Expedition Everest?
The Yeti?
That is correct.
Okay. I was kind of hesitating because I don't know if they've named that Yeti yet.
Like Harold's cousin, Frank.
Steve. Kyle.
Steve the Yeti.
Steve the Yeti.
Okay, next question. Whose castle sits at the center of Disneyland in California?
That would be Snow White.
That would
That would be Sleeping Beauty's castle.
That would be Sleeping Beauty's castle. I'm like, what?
Yes.
Okay. Which Disney movie is Splash Mountain themed around?
Song of the South. Or Songs of the South.
Song of the South is correct. There is a network of utility tunnels that runs under the entire Magic Kingdom. True or false?
That would be true in the Magic Kingdom in Florida.
Yes.
If you're referring to Disneyland as the Magic Kingdom, which some do also.
It is not.
There is not. There is one and a half, I would say, underneath Tomorrowland.
Right. Okay, next up is which Magic Kingdom land got a full revamp in 2012?
That would be Fantasyland.
That is correct. Okay, what's inside the big golf ball at Epcot?
Okay, it's a ride, and I just went blank. And it's not a big golf ball. It's a it is a geodesic dome, by the way. Whoever put this on the internet needs to be slapped. If you call it a big golf ball, it is not. It's a geodesic dome.
Ride is correct. I'll accept that.
What is the ride called?
It doesn't list the name here. It just says a ride. Okay.
I feel bad.
Planet Earth or something about the Earth.
Oh, it's Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth. There you go.
And that's what it's actually called, is Spaceship Earth.
Yes.
The dome. Or the sphere.
Okay. Which Disney film got its own roller coaster in Walt Disney World in 2014? So which film got a...
That'd be the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train ride.
That's correct.
Which is actually a really cool ride.
It is a really cool ride.
They should bring that to Disneyland.
I agree.
Somewhere.
They should.
Somewhere in the original park. Not in DCA.
Okay, what is the fastest ride in Florida?
That would be Test Track.
That is correct.
I think it gets up to 65 miles an hour. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, very good. Okay, there are two more questions. Mm-hmm. So what is the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland Paris called in English?
That would be Phantom Manor.
Phantom Manor is correct.
Okay.
Last question. What classic TV show is the Tower of Terror based on?
That would be The Twilight Zone.
That is correct.
Cool. Hey, I think I got them all right.
You did. That was 15 out of 30, so we'll do the other 15 next week.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. Kind of fun?
Yes, I like it.
You did very good.
I love Disney trivia.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. I have the joke.
You do have the joke.
So we're talking about food, so I kind of tried to find a food joke.
Oh.
So what does Pooh Bear / Winnie the Pooh call his girlfriend?
Honey.
Yes, you got it right.
I'm like, is this a trick question?
Now, I wonder if he calls her, if she was little, he'd call her Smackerel of Honey.
You're my Smackerel of
You're
Honey.
You're my Smackerel of Honey.
Your Pooh Bear is very good.
Yes. I don't know if it sounds good here, but.
It sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay, well, that brings us to our history. So this day in Disney history, April 24th, 1989, the third generation of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse aired its first episode. This particular version of the show gave us Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and Christina Aguilera their starts.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the best. That was the best of my choices.
Right on.
So there
That's
you go.
Better than nothing right there. I watched that when I was young.
Aww.
I did.
I didn't.
Yeah. You didn't have cable.
We didn't have cable.
I lived by the TV, so.
We lived in a cave.
All right, let's get on to the main show.
Let's talk about food, let's baby. Talk about
food. We might have to take a break to grab something to eat, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we have something cinnamony in the fridge.
We don't.
We don't? No. Oh, dang it. All right, so we've broken down these into four categories, correct?
Yes.
We've got tier one, which is going to be the
character meal.
Correct. Tier two, which is going to be
table service.
Tier three,
quick service.
And tier four,
what we plan to eat our next trip.
Nice.
So starting off with your character meal options, there's really only one. And that would be Ariel's Grotto.
Which we have not eaten at.
We have not, but we do have the info for you. So they offer a character breakfast or a character lunch and dinner. This ranges from, for adults, the breakfast is going to run you $40. The dinner is going to run you $60.
And this isn't like an upfront.
Yes.
This is how much it's going to cost regardless of, you know, kind of what's on the menu.
Right. So basically... well, no, that's for the World of Color package.
Oh, okay.
The World of Color package, you pay a specific price and then you get a 3-course meal.
Okay.
You just have different categories to pick from. You can do the standard meal there and you pick your dish and it costs a certain amount of money.
Gotcha.
It can vary from there. For kids, for the lunch or dinner, you're looking at about $30.
Hmm.
Around there.
That's it's expensive.
It is pretty expensive.
But is it worth it?
It's classified as American cuisine. You've got a lot of fish dishes, but you do have some regular red meat, chicken type options. The menu has recently been revamped and looks more appetizing. Like before, I was like, I would never want to eat anything on that menu. But now I'm like, okay, it looks okay.
A piece of raw fish covered in slime.
The princesses are who you're going to see there. So like Ariel, of course, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Belle. So especially for the girls, that's going to be a good one.
Da-da-da-da. Okay, so that's the only character one. Let's move on to our table services.
Yes, and before we get into the nitty gritty for Ariel's Grotto or either of the table services that are available, because there are only two. If it's not Ariel's, you do have to make a reservation. And as always, if you're making a reservation, you want to call 714-781-3463.
Aaron likes to call that number.
I do.
And I like it too because then I get food.
And he doesn't have to do it.
Exactly. All right. Let's move on to table services.
Yes.
Let's start with...
The Crown Jewel.
The Crown Jewel. The Carthay Circle Theater.
It's fancy.
It's fancy. It is actually really fancy. You have almost like a 1920s bar.
That's exactly what you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's what it's patterned after.
Yeah. That you can get your alcoholic drinks and you can get some appetizers.
Right.
As when you first walk in. Uh-huh. Even if you aren't eating in the Carthay Circle Theater, you can actually just get... sit down and have a drink and get some appetizers.
Yes.
And eat there. But while you're waiting to get seated, you can do the same thing. They'll get you drinks and then they'll take your drinks and your appetizers up to your table if you're not done.
Right, exactly.
And so the main floor is the lounge and then the actual restaurant is at the
top.
At the top of it, yep.
I think it's three levels the restaurant is.
It is two.
Is it two?
It is two.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's absolutely beautiful. Like, it's what I thought Club 33 would be like. So I can't even imagine how much better Club 33 is.
So there is an actual Club 33 style restaurant inside the Carthay Circle. It is for the Club 33 members.
Private club.
We can get into that later. So let's just get into what are you going to eat?
It's fancy schmancy food.
It is. And it's expensive.
But it's good.
So they serve dinner and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give you a couple things and some prices just so you guys can kind of get a feel.
And keep in mind, their menu rotates as the year goes on. So about every 4 months, it changes.
Yep. So lunch, you have things like crispy maple leaf duck confit salad. You can also get a Moroccan lamb meatballs. which has a fava bean tapenade with winter squash winter squash puree that costs $33. They do have one thing that I thought was a little odd, and I didn't see this last when we were there. The Carthay Circle 8-ounce Angus burger.
That was not on the menu when we ate there.
That was not. I think maybe they were too fancy schmancy and they wanted to add a little something in there. So, you know, if you just want a burger and you want to pay $24 for it,
holy moly,
you can get it.
Now, when we were there, I had the pear-stuffed quail, and it was fantastic. But quails are very little birds. It was a very small meal.
It was an eighth of a pear stuffed into a very small chicken.
Quail.
It was a quail. Sorry, quail. For dinner, they have a thick-cut pork chop, which sounds good.
Uh-huh.
$38.
Wow.
Angus beef Delmonico. It's a steak, is what it is, for $45. That's what I got.
It's the pre-ground burger.
No. It's not a chop steak. It's an actual
no,
steak.
No, I said pre-ground.
Oh, pre-ground. Okay, yes, yes. It's burger before it comes a burger. The kids menu, they have some pasta with sauce.
Uh-huh.
$8.
Oh.
Which is a pretty good price. You'll see here on this, compared to Wine Country, it's actually a pretty good price. They have fish, today's catch, which is $10. They have a soba noodle bowl.
Oh.
Kind of odd. It's not Asian food there, but...
That is a Japanese dish.
It is. $7 for that. Also, you can get the World of Color dining plan there, which gives you...
Fast passes.
Yes.
For the World of Color.
Preferred seating. Now, we did the preferred seating on this a few years ago. Horrible seating. You could have done standby or just got the regular fast pass and got better seating for this restaurant. But for lunch, it's $44, and for dinner, it's $66.
The same dish, just at different times of day. Wow. Yep. Well, that's a tip for you. Go.
Yep.
And the World of Color package for Carthay Circle is $66.
Yep, that's what I was.
Versus, like, Ariel's Grotto does a World of Color package for $48, and that's the same price as World of Color for the Wine Country.
Exactly.
So, and we've actually done the Wine Country World of Color package.
Right up front.
Best seats we've ever had. So
you have a dry area and a wet area directly in the center.
Right. So if you were going... if you're picking between those two restaurants, we would lean towards the Wine Country.
Yeah. I don't think Johnny Depp could get better seats to the World of Color.
I bet he could.
I don't know.
I bet he could sit on the Ferris wheel if he wanted.
Wow. That would be awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
They'd let him.
Yes, they would. Okay. Let's move on.
Speaking of which.
So let's move on to Wine Country.
Right.
And it's Wine Country Tortilla.
It's a tongue twister.
We're just going to call it Wine Country. It is an Italian word, and we just don't want to pronounce it incorrect, so we're not going to pronounce it at all.
Right.
So they have lunch and dinner. So lunch, you can get like a salad. They have a Tuscan salad with sautéed shrimp for $18. They have pasta, and I don't remember this. Maybe they've changed it, but they have about four or five different flavors of pasta, and what you do is you choose the kind of pasta you want. So either it's a spaghetti or a linguine, and then you can put different, really kind of different sauces on there, like a bolognese or a shrimp scampi sauce.
They did have that. When we went, we were doing the World of Color package, which is a totally different menu.
Yep.
They only give you the options for the World of Color. And I have to say, having eaten both at Carthay Circle and at the Wine Country, I liked my meal better at the Wine Country. I had the sustainable salmon, and it was probably the best meal I've ever had, period.
Hmm. That's saying something.
It is. So, there you go.
So, let me move on to some entrees you can have for lunch. You have a lasagna rustica for $18 and a grilled chicken sandwich for $15.
There you go.
Not bad. Dinner, same pastas that you can get for lunch, but they have a herb roasted chicken Alfredo you can get for $20. And a braised beef ravioli for $20. For dessert, they have a trio of cannolis, which we did get that one, I'm pretty sure.
We had a sampler. It had macaroons, were fantastic.
And they did have the cannolis in it, too.
Yeah.
For kids, this is a little bit more expensive. Everything's $10. I don't know why, but it's just $10.
I believe our son had the pizza.
Yep, so they have a pizza. They have a fish of the day for kids. They also have a grilled chicken breast that you can get.
Uh-huh.
Not bad, but everything's $10.
Right, that's not bad.
No.
So that is our table service category. So really, in all of California Adventure, you really only have those three options for table service. Mm-hmm. Ariel's, Carthay, and Wine Country.
And they're all okay, but we recommend Wine Country.
Yes, of the three, I would do Wine Country again. And if you like... The price is right, the food is better.
Mm-hmm. And if you like your boozing, you got... right next to it is the wine tasting area, where you can buy any... That's all they sell is wine, and
right.
They have different areas you can sit in and drink it.
Well, as I was saying,
mm-hmm. Sorry,
the food is a little more normal. Carthay Circle tends to be the very swanky, mm-hmm. high end, slightly maybe out of the norm for most people. But that moves us right into our quick service. So we're going to talk about four quick service that we normally eat at mm-hmm. in the park.
Yummy.
So basically, the only restaurant so far that we've talked about where we haven't eaten there is Ariel's. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else we have eaten. So first up, Flo's. That's always a must eat for us.
Oh, yeah. I think we've eaten there twice in a trip.
Yeah.
It is good.
Mostly because it's not quote-unquote theme park fast food. It's very fresh, very wholesome. It's like you can get a roast beef dinner. You can get turkey dinner. Mm-hmm. You can get a sandwich that's not... mass produced.
So they actually don't do the roast beef dinner or the turkey dinner. They do roast beef sandwich and turkey sandwich now. And that
was weird.
That was. And that kind of makes me a little mad because the roast beef dinner was great and the turkey dinner looked awesome, but uh-huh. they just put them into sandwiches, but the sandwiches are good too.
Right.
The roast beef and cheddar, I get that every time. It is good.
I always get a turkey salad. So it's got the mm-hmm. salad, the turkey, cranberries. It's good. It's just a good break for my tummy.
It's a very Merkin.
It's a Merkin.
It's Merkin food.
It's a Midwest yep. home style.
Very good.
It's fantastic. You're going to average about $15 for a meal there. And it's a big meal.
It is.
And it's a good meal.
Yes.
A place that's recently had a name change that we're going to is Smoke Jumpers.
Which used to be Taste Pilots.
It's an awesome place to get a burger where you get to top it yourself with like caramelized onions or mushrooms, cheeses. It's fantastic. It's yeah. a good quality burger. It's not like your McDonald's or even your Galactic Grill type of a burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's
better than Galactic Grill. It's
a step above that. Yeah. So.
Which McDonald's used to be in the park.
That's true.
It did. A long time ago. I'm glad it's
not
there.
No longer. Yep. No longer. So Smoke Jumpers is definitely worth it if you're looking for a burger, but you don't want like a cheap, yucky burger. Mm-hmm. It's a good quality burger. You can also buy a beer there.
I think you can buy a beer just about anywhere in DCA.
Almost everywhere I saw. Flo's, you can either do wine or beer. Smoke Jumpers, you can get a beer there.
Right on.
Yes, yes. Paradise Grill is our next quick service restaurant.
Which we have eaten there twice.
We have. The first time it was a Mediterranean menu. So we got a Euro. Euros. Mm-hmm. Very, very tasty. The second time it was during Christmas and they were doing Feliz Navidad, so it was Mexican.
Yep. That was pretty good, too. I was surprised.
Yeah.
We were thinking, let's go get some Euros. Those beef Euros are awesome. Let's go get them.
And then they didn't have them.
And then we're like, oh, now do we want? We already knew what we were going to get. So we had to choose. And but we all got something
the
different.
The menu is back to Mediterranean right now, as mm-hmm. far as I can tell. The last quick service we're talking about is Award Wieners.
Now, I have an issue with Award Wieners.
Right.
My issue is it just doesn't fill me up. The hot dogs.
You're
just,
a two wiener man.
Oh, jeez. You would know. So let's keep it family friendly, Aaron. Come on, Disney lady.
Sorry. It's yes. late. I'm tired.
Yes. You know what? You need to get two because you'll eat it and you'll feel kind of full.
But not really.
But an hour and a half later. You are just starving.
It is definitely a lunch.
It's like Chinese food. Not even a lunch. I mean, you're coming back an hour later. You're going to be hungry. I mean, the dogs are, some of them are pretty big, and they look delicious, and they are delicious. They just, I don't know if they're made out of water and sawdust.
Air.
Yeah, and air. I don't know. I've had other hot dogs and other things in the park. This place just does not satisfy me in the long run.
You can't get no
hot dog satisfaction.
Okay, well, that kind of sums up the quick service where we've actually eaten. Mm-hmm. We do have a list for where we would like to eat on our next trip, which will hopefully be coming up this fall. Mm-hmm. First on the list for me would be the Cove Bar,
which just reopened after a total revamp.
On the menu, I would try the lobster nachos.
I have heard they are good.
Yes.
I'm not a lobster guy, but lobster nachos?
Sounds delightful.
It does.
Right? Next up, we need to do the Boardwalk Pizza and give pizza in Disney another chance.
Yes. And the thing is, we could have gone there multiple times, but we ended up going to...
Paradise Garden Grill.
We ended up going to the Paradise Garden Grill next to it.
Yep. Yep.
Because we're thinking, pizza? No.
We've had a bad experience.
Red's Pizza Port has already done its duty. And
so we're willing to give the Boardwalk a chance.
Yes, next time we will eat there.
Yeah. I'm going to have to probably take back my vow never to have a corn dog anywhere but the little red corn dog cart.
We need to try Corn Dog Castle.
Yes, because they have a Hot Link corn dog.
Oh, it's a Hot Link corn dog?
Yeah, you can get a regular corn dog, but they have a Hot Link option.
I'm doing that.
Right? Yeah. So I think we should get one of each.
Well, so this will be your Hot Link corn dog spot and then your regular corn dog spot.
There you go. That way I can keep my vow. Mm-hmm. the Pacific Wharf, I want to get a clam chowder bread bowl there.
It seems like any time we've gone by that Pacific Wharf, it's been closed.
Or way too crowded.
Yes.
Now, I was hoping somebody had a pot pie, but I couldn't find one.
No. Little story there. Disney World has a kind of a fisherman's cafe in it, and they have a chicken pot pie. They have a whole bunch of fish stuff in there. You can get your fish and chips and other things of that nature, but they also had a chicken pot pie. And I was sent to get food for the family, and I got Disney Lady a chicken pot pie. And that gave me a pass for wrongdoings for about a year because it was such a good pot pie.
About 3 years. I cut you off.
Okay.
After 3 years. I said, you can't use the pot pie as an excuse anymore.
Well, I got you pot pie twice, I think. So that's why it lasted
You got a year
so
and a half for it, each pot pie?
It was that good of a pot pie.
It really was. It was really, really good. So I'm disappointed I haven't been able to find one since. They also, in Disney World, have a pot roast macaroni and cheese
combo.
Don't bring
it up. Please don't bring it up. I wish they had that in Disneyland.
You have so dreams about it?
They make this creamy mac and cheese, and they stick it in a bowl. And then this slow-roasted, perfectly seasoned pot roast, a large helping, spread on top of this. So you can take a small fork of pot roast and a large fork of mac and cheese and just shove it in. Or you can take a little bit of pot roast and eat it and a little bit of mac and cheese. As soon as that little walk-up restaurant opened, I would get it. Even days where we decided, hey, we're just going to bring in sandwiches to the park.
Right. I would eat a sandwich for lunch and he would go get pot roast mac and cheese. Cheater.
Those guys are on a ride. I'm going to go get some pot roast mac and cheese and try and eat it before she came back. But that never happened. It was so good.
Another place we need to try is the Lucky Fortune. So this is one of those places where you pick your meat and then you pick your sauce and it's like a rice bowl thing.
It's only like 3 or 4 choices too.
Right. So I'm looking at it, I'm like chicken teriyaki. Ooh.
Yeah. But we will try it again.
Yeah. We need to be fair.
We do.
We need to let ourselves experience everything.
Fair and balanced. So we will try and be.
A balanced diet at Disneyland.
Which is everything.
Then there is the Cucamonga Grill, which is a little Mexican place.
We have eaten there.
We have. It was on our first trip with my family together, yes. You and I, the first time we'd been together, and it was horrifically bad.
I think I was all right with mine.
It was horrifically bad.
But since then, I have seen other menu items and seen other people eat.
Definitely the menu items look better. If I were to order today, I would be getting a soft taco Monterey, which would be chicken, roasted vegetables, cheese on a flour tortilla, which is right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
So anyway, that in a nutshell is dinner and lunch in California Adventure.
That's right.
I am starving now.
So am I. It is now 11:15 at night. And we are starving.
But before we go, the last couple of shows have been so long that we have skipped over the survival tip. So I did want to scoot one in here. Mm-hmm. The survival tip that I have to talk about this time around is sunscreen. Sunscreen is very important.
Well, you're in California, so kind of, you know, the second sunscreen capital of the U.S., Florida being number one.
So I would recommend that you go to Target or wherever you can get the little travel size aerosol cans of sunscreen. Those are easy to apply, small enough that they are unobtrusive in a purse or a backpack. So we keep one in each backpack, the one that I carry, the one that Andy carries, and then we keep a third in the stroller so that we have sunscreen available anytime, anywhere. The secret, the rule with sunscreen is apply often.
Yes, and it will work.
Yeah, so we apply when we first get to the park and then every 4 hours thereafter.
Even if it's cloudy outside.
Especially if it's cloudy outside. There was a trip we went. It was overcast. I did not apply sunscreen. And I was wearing a purse strapped across my body. So I ended up with a lobster of a sunburn with a white purse strap line, and you could also see where my necklace was, and it tanned that way, so I was stuck with it for like 6 months. It was hilarious.
Yes.
So sunscreen. Yes. Skin cancer's no fun.
Yep.
Cover it up. Remember, you know, if you're fair skinned and thin haired like me, you need to apply it to the part in your hair and the back of your ears and the back of your neck.
Yes, if you're a man and you are balding, unlike me, I am sorry, I'm not. Yeah, spray it up there. Or wear a hat. I do get a hat every time we go there.
Yeah,
I do like to wear a hat in the park.
Yep.
Because it's, you know, it goes over my eyes, really.
Well, if you don't have a sun, you know, sunburn can really zap your energy. You don't feel well after you have one. You
get a heat stroke quicker.
You don't sleep well. Mm-hmm. It's just best to avoid
Everybody's
it,
so. Grumpy.
Yeah, we don't want to be grumpy at the happiest place on earth.
And you don't want the kids to be grumpy either with the sunburn.
Right, so.
Do not forget. Make it a priority.
Yep.
And you
Absolutely.
Can do it in line with the spray stuff. It's easy.
Yes, we often do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you're doing the aerosol stuff, I also like to have some wet wipes so that I can just kind of de-gook
yes.
my hands after.
I think that's another part of the tip. Bring wet wipes with it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just smearing it on your clothes and you're trying to get it off. And then your hands are slimy for a while.
And then if you like eat something, you taste the sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Yuck. So.
True and sunscreen.
Ew.
Yummy. Awesome.
Yeah, so that's our survival tip.
Okay, well, let's move on to our shout-outs
yes.
to our friends. Go ahead and check out podbash.com. That's where you're probably listening to us right now. if you're just listening to us, we recommend listening to our other shows, Radio Ronin, which you have three awesome people who kind of bring you a morning radio show without the limitations.
Right, so no music and no commercials.
Yep, and awesomeness. You've got Bacon Sale, which is my favorite podcast. It is a hickory smoked pop culture show. They talk about everything that is relevant in your life.
And
from
not.
Movies to food to actresses. you've got a film critic, a comedian, and
their friend.
An interested person. I'm called Jacob. He is, well, no. You have two movie critics. The number one movie critic, Jacob. The number two movie critic, Kent. that's just my little joke there. you've also got Greg's Guide to Music. He's had a couple guests on lately.
You've got the Wisps.
The Wasatch Investigative Society of Paranormal
Activities?
Oh, gosh,
no.
I had it last time.
Sciences? Something.
Yes, a paranormal
stuff.
Yeah. I'll get it right next time. I had it right last podcast. So,
you've got Level 22.
Level 22, which is your video game podcast.
Are We Prepared Yet?
Yes.
Runcast
and Addict to Athlete.
Right.
We actually met everybody from those shows. We finally got to have a good face to face with Josh from from Runcast and add it to Athlete. Are we prepared yet? And I got to, you didn't get to meet Spencer Schwendy from Are We Prepared, but I did. And then we also met the lovely couple that do Addict to Athlete also.
Yeah.
It was kind of awesome at PrepperCon.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Very fun.
Yep, it was very fun.
Speaking of PodBash events, we've got a ghost hunt coming up.
Yes, April 6th and 7th at the Benson Grist Mill.
Radio Ronin and the Wisps are the ones that put that on.
Yep, if you go to podbash.com, there's a very large header that talks all about the ghost hunt. Go ahead and click on it. It will shoot you over to a page where you can choose either day. $35. We recommend it. If you have any, if you're thinking, oh, that sounds fun.
It is.
But I really don't understand, or I'm scared. You know, I want to go, but I have some questions. You can go ahead and message us. We had the same exact problem. We wanted to go,
but we were a little nervous.
Yep. Totally safe. It's nothing to worry about. It is fun.
Well, they take care of you.
Exactly. They know what they're doing.
They will educate you on how to be safe. They will, and you're with an expert who will be there to facilitate you being safe and having a good time.
Mm-hmm. And like we said, experts. They know what they're doing.
Right. Years and years and years of experience.
Yep. And they have equipment. They have the correct equipment. So you don't have to bring anything.
Right.
Maybe bring a flashlight and a bottle of water.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Anyway, but, good time. We'll probably be there on the Saturday evening. So
mm-hmm. We plan on it.
Yeah.
If you want to come and meet us, there you go. thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate everything you guys do. All the listens, all the comments. Keep it up. You guys are
yeah.
Awesome, awesome listeners.
If you haven't liked us on Facebook, you know, go find us at the Disneylandy.
It's just Disneylandy on Facebook.
Just Disneylandy on Facebook.
But Instagram and Twitter, it is at the Disneylandy. And then also Periscope, the Disneylandy. I last Friday, I did a very awesome drive home. That was the last portion of the first disc of the Disneyland soundtrack. And I got a lot of people talking to me, and I had somebody offer me Disney tickets.
Aww.
But I haven't been able to get back to them, or them back to me. So I'm working on free Disney tickets. Who'd go? I'd go for that.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That
would help the podcast out a lot. If you want to donate Disney tickets to the podcast, you would get preferential treatment, and you would actually come on the podcast if you wanted to. Yes, we would be in your debt.
We would be.
Awesome.
We would be.
So again, thank you for listening. You guys are awesome.
And have a magical day.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be. Barely even friends, and somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just a as old as